Welcome, folks. This is Dexter Day with the Harlan County Ghost Hunters, and welcome to our podcast, The Hauntings of Harlan County, Kentucky, and More. And tonight, we're actually going to talk about an old Christmas mythology, maybe, or myth of...
Myth and legends.
Myth and legend of Krampus. So, let me introduce this first. We've got James.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hey.
Me, Dexter. Joe.
Hey.
And James. Big James.
James. And me, James.
Yeah, me, James. Okay.
Me, James. You, Dexter.
But anyways, guys, it is the Christmas spirit right now, so we've got a little Christmas spirit with us. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk about Krampus for all you bad kids out there and other myths and legends. And if you've been bad and Krampus comes after you, guess what?
You're screwed.
You're screwed, yes. Santa or Krampus, not Santa, Krampus will eat you. So, okay, James, tell us what you know. James is a researcher. James, tell us what you know about old St. Krampus.
Old Krampus?
St. Krampus.
Well, he's essentially, he's like the anti-Santa. You know, he's
the demon version
of Santa. Yeah, Santa. Eats kids, drags them down to hell and everything.
Cuts their little fingers out, has finger snacks out of their fingers.
Essentially, he only exists to punish or teach lessons to the bad kids.
Oh,
so he is the epitome of, like, just evil, you know?
So if you've been bad...
Watch out.
Watch out, because Krampus is coming after you.
It says the myth of Krampus has actually been around since the 6th century. So he's been terrorizing kids and everywhere in Germany, Austria...
Oh,
all the Alpine states.
They actually had a movie about Krampus.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
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 That was actually pretty
good.
I'll
have to watch that.
This is going to probably offend people, but that's what I do. You German people are crazy.
Yeah, this is
they come up with some off the wall stuff.
Really? Yeah. Krampus is pretty off the wall.
And you got to think this is the same people who brought you Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
I mean,
think about this. James, you're right about that, because think about this. Here in America, especially here in the southeastern part of America, here in southeast Kentucky. I mean, if you've been a bad kid, we always say you're going to get a block of coal.
Some switches.
You're going to get some switches or a block of coal. But
the Germans take it to another level. Not only you don't get nothing, you're going to die.
Yeah,
you're going to die.
Painful.
Krampus is going to come and get you.
Fortune.
And eat you. So Krampus will eat your honey. I mean, no. He will eat you. That come out bad. He will eat you alive. Oops.
Yeah.
No. He will eat your whole... He'll eat y'all. Okay?
We like to start by now. This has got a parental advisory up. If you're under 18, do not listen to this.
Do not try this at home.
So after he eats your honey, what does he do? Who the hell says honey?
So we try to have a good time with this.
And this is what we work with.
Yeah, I apologize, but yeah. Okay, he will eat you. Okay, so just how about that? Okay, no specific parts or anything. He's just gonna eat you. Okay,
honey first. And can you imagine a Krampus like, come here, little boy, I'll eat your honey. Come here.
That come out wrong, folks.
Gosh.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Joe's dead.
So, anyways.
Krampus, you say?
Yeah. But, yeah, Germany, that's where Krampus originated. And for all the bad kids, supposedly he'd come and get you, put you in a sack, take you to hell, and prepare you for a meal. So you would become the meal.
Oh,
yeah. We're not quite that extreme here,
no.
In America. I mean,
which you know, there's more myths in Russia and Iceland.
Well, talk about it.
And strange thing is, all of them usually involve kids getting eaten.
Yeah,
like, I'm reading about it, and Gryla and her Yule lads and their Yule cat. You know, it said Gryla was a ogre, was an ugly ogre back in the 16th century, the 13th century. And when she was shunned out of her village, she went to go live in the mountains up in this little cabin.
Now, who are you talking about, Gryla?
Yeah, Gryla.
And the 13 trolls,
yep.
Right.
Yep, and the Yule cat was their
yeah,
pet.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to have a Yule dog, but the Yule catcher come and got it.
Yeah, the Yule catcher.
Okay. The Yule extreme.
Yeah, he got Yule put down.
So, anyways.
Honey first.
Oh, my gosh. So you got Gryla and the 13 trolls, and what are kind of legends and myths out there of different? Is there any here in America that you can think of that comes out? I don't think I've not heard of any where they're going to come. Well, I've not heard of any that where they're going to come and.
And eat you and kill you yeah, and torture kill you. You. I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard any like
that. I've always heard that, you know, you get either a block of coal.
Or something like that.
It's pretty tame over here.
Yeah.
We don't eat nobody.
Yeah, we don't eat. We're not about eating kids. Santa Claus is not going to eat you or anything like that.
No.
But, you know, but yeah, obviously overseas, that's a big thing. I mean, they scare the shit out of kids. Well,
did it stop?
No, it's too late. But yeah, it is a kind of a cool myth. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you think about it, the movie Krampus, if you were watching, that's a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
The goat, I guess it's like a half goat, the head of a goat.
Does it ever show the Krampus in the
movie?
I've only seen it once. I can't really remember.
Definitely. He's like a demon. Yeah, it's like a demon with horns on him and stuff. So, just dressed as Santa Claus.
Pretty freaky. And, you know, you was talking about us not really having much, you know, cannibalistic Christmas myths over here in America. There is something that's kind of cross, you know, international, but it originates in Germany. It's called the Geists, and it roughly translates to ghost, spirit, and mind or intellect. And I've done a little bit of research on Geist, and, you know, they can possess stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of myths I've actually read about that have them possessing snowmen.
Really?
That's the way to catch them, yes. To make but they can possess anything as long as it's like they can possess that Santa doll right there.
Well, I'm not a doll fan, so, yeah. I don't even like that looking at me. But anyway. Yeah.
Give us the kiss.
Yeah. Joe.
The death's one.
So, but yeah, folks.
I don't think they're having that at the Kingdom Come State.
Oh, they're not having
it this year? No,
I don't see it anywhere on here.
I was hoping they would.
They Joe, got golf.
They don't have mini golf. Or...
Yeah, put Santa back on the table. The other table.
He wants to look right at you.
So, but anyways, if you want to go to a cool place at Christmas time or before Christmas and you want to visit Harlan County, there is a really nice place, Kingdom Come State Park.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been there and you want to see some beautiful mountains, man, it is gorgeous up there. And, you know, they have Christmas putt-putt golf during special putt-putt during Christmas, which we did that one year, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you get to play putt-putt golf around all the Christmas lights.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's so nice.
It's gorgeous, yeah. You can buy some hot chocolate.
I bet it was beautiful up there yesterday with all the snow.
Oh man,
that'd be.
You probably couldn't have got up there to it.
No, it was. Yeah. I don't know if it snowed that much anywhere else, but man, at one point I was looking out where I work, and I look out the window and it's flurrying.
Oh, it came quick.
The next thing I know, it looked like a blizzard. I mean, the snow, the wind was blowing. I was like, my gosh, you couldn't see. What's funny? 10 feet in front of you.
We got about a half an inch, if that, here in Harlem.
Yeah.
And you tell that to people, and they're like, that's out, you know, up north or something. Like, they just laugh at you.
Yeah.
But they don't have all the mountains that we have.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, yeah, and that's the thing, guys. It's like there's certain parts of here in Harlan County that, yeah, you might get a half inch or an inch here in Harlan, but once you get up on that mountain, like Pine Mountain.
It's like the song
Big
says.
Big Black Mountain.
Yes.
You know, the sun comes up, what's it, 3 in the day or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
10 in the morning. 10 in the morning. 3
yeah.
in the day.
And
it, that's true.
And there's some places in Harlan that if you get, this time of year, if you get snow.
Yeah.
That snow don't melt till April,
yeah.
May.
Yeah, it's crazy when you the higher up you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
And you think about it, Big Black Mountain. I mean, shoot, that's the highest point in Kentucky.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like you get up there, that's a real deal.
Oh yeah.
We took a trip when I was in school up there, in like March, we froze to death.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know that's pretty cool though to think. Big Black Mountain being that right here.
I know, I mean, right here.
The highest point of Kentucky is right here.
You know, I've heard some people say, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I've always wondered, that if you go to the top of the mountain, Black Mountain, and get on the radar tower, some certain times of the year, you can see the Northern Lights.
Really?
I've heard people say that.
I've never heard that,
but I've always wondered if that was true.
You would have to be pretty high up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
We need to test that.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
Not right now because it's cold as flip. But, I mean.
And for you guys that don't know, I mean, but the radar tower, actually, Big Black Mountain holds, I believe, for the radar for the planes.
It does.
Air traffic control.
Mm-hmm.
All of the eastern part, or it's right there. That's one of the main radar towers right there up on Big Black Mountain. Mm-hmm. So
it looks like a big golf ball is what
it is. Yeah, man. That's cool. It's pretty amazing. I mean, once you get up there, and I don't know. I mean, right here in the Appalachian Mountains. Joe, you gonna make any more damn noise?
At a certain time of year, if you're up on Big Black Mountain, you can see Krampus eating honey.
Oh, yeah.
So I say.
Yeah, let's not talk about
it. I mean, eating kids honey.
No, for real.
What was it talking about? Krampus and. Yeah.
If you talk about Krampus, what we were talking about, the original Krampus, I wanted to talk about Krampus because it is Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, we hope everyone has a very, very Merry Christmas. And from all of us.
And we're shut down again.
No, I'm not. No, we want you to have a very safe and merry, a very happy holidays. I mean, because, man, you got Christmas, you got New Year's. Yeah, this is the time, I mean, you know. But
have you seen where Walmart already has the Valentine's Day cakes out?
No.
Don't tell me.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I seen on Facebook somebody posted that some Walmarts had the Valentine's Day cakes.
Are you kidding me? It ain't even Christmas.
Merry Valentine's Christmas Day.
I did see, though, I was at CVS. And CVS had some of their Christmas stuff already out on sale for 25% off.
Really?
I was like,
they're done with it.
Yeah, it's they're done. Christmas. I mean, what's up with that?
These stores go through, like, you know, you'll see when the Valentine's come out about January, you'll have Easter out just as quick as they get that up.
4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is I tell you what's weird, but you're right about Walmart. Walmart's always known for that. Well, it's like soon as Halloween is over, boom, bam. I mean, they don't waste no time. Well,
you'll have Christmas stuff before Halloween.
Yeah, probably about a month before Halloween, they're putting Christmas stuff.
You'll have like your goblin and ghost get-ups, and then you have the Christmas trees in the back.
Yeah, and goblins and ghosts, that's our specialty. I mean,
Oh, yeah. And have you noticed how Christmas tree, year-round tree, Christmas trees is a thing now?
Oh, yeah.
People
yeah.
are putting Christmas that. Trees up, and it's like, I just leave
and they're
up.
Putting different, yeah. different, yes. like, different things. Like, they'll put hearts on it for mm-hmm. Valentine's Day and stuff like that.
I guess some people
it's
really
because they're too really. I think it's because they're too lazy to take the yeah. tree down, or they just yeah. don't have nowhere to put it.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of
maybe so.
It's weird. I mean,
I take my decorations down on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
I don't put Christmas decorations up.
I put them up.
Never. Well, my wife is a Disney fanatic, and you like let Disney? Me tell you, we have five Christmas trees.
Good Lord,
in our house.
Oh Good wow. Man.
Do you have a Christmas tree in your bathroom?
We have no. But we have them, and the big one in the living room is all Disney characters. All of them. I mean, y'all get to come when y'all come over to the house, you get to see it. And then the one in the kitchen, in the dining room area, that's another one. It's got some Disney, and then some other stuff. You know, my favorite Elvis. Dale Earnhardt, stuff like that, UT, and she lets me put my ornaments on.
Okay, so, talking about Disney.
Yeah.
And this is something I found out here lately.
Yeah.
You watch MASH. I know everybody's watched MASH.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the people who own the company that MASH was put out on is owned by Disney now. So would that make Maxwell Klinger a Disney princess?
No.
I mean, think about it.
I know.
It would.
I know what you're saying.
Klinger, the Disney princess.
But, yeah, guys. Joe.
That hurt.
Shut up.
Hey, if you're not good, Krampus going to eat you, honey.
I'm going to let Krampus. I'm send a note to Krampus. Come and get Joe.
Eat his honey.
No.
I can just see Chris Hansen sitting there. I'm Chris Hansen, to catch a predator.
It's
Krampus. You've been accused of eating honey.
So, but anyways, guys. No, but we hope everyone. We're going to end it. I think a little bit longer. But anyways, we're going to end this now. But guys, we hope y'all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays from all of us.
Merry Christmas.
And welcome to the hunt.
And don't let Krampus eat you, honey.
And you can. You can watch our podcast on you can listen to it on Amazon and on Apple. And you can listen to it on any directory you can get us. Okay, but guys, welcome to the hunt and Merry Christmas.